The Most Incredible Thing by Hans Christian Andersen, narrated by Alex Lehman. Whosoever could do the most incredible thing was to have the king's daughter and half of his kingdom. The young men, yes, and the old ones too, bent their heads, their muscles, and their hearts upon winning. To do what they thought was the most incredible thing, two ate themselves to death, and one died of overdrinking. Even the boys in the street practiced spitting on their own backs, which they supposed was the most incredible thing anyone could do. On a certain day, there was to be an exhibition of things most incredible, and everyone showed his best work. Judges were appointed, ranging from children of 3 to old men of 90. It was a great exposition of things out of the ordinary, but everybody promptly agreed that most incredible of all was a great hall clock, an extraordinary contraption outside and in. When the clock struck, out came lifelike figures to tell the hour. There were 12 separate performances of these moving figures, with speaking and singing. People said that nothing so incredible had ever before been seen. The clock struck 1, and there stood Moses on the mountain, writing in the tablets of the law the first great commandment, "There is only one true God." The clock struck 2, and there were Adam and Eve, just as they first met in the Garden of Eden. Were ever 2 people so lucky? They didn't own so much as a clothes closet, and they didn't need one. At the stroke of 3, the 3 holy kings appeared. These kings brought incense and precious gifts. When the stroke of 4 sounded, the seasons advanced in their order. Spring carried a budding bough of beech on which a cuckoo sang. Summer had for her sign a grasshopper on a ripening ear of wheat. Autumn had only an empty stork's nest, for the birds had flown away. Winter's tame crow perched on the corner of the stove and told old tales of bygone days. At 5 o'clock there was a procession of the 5 senses. Sight was represented by a man who made spectacles. Hearing was a noisy coppersmith. Smell was a flower girl with violets for sale. Taste came dressed as a cook. Feeling was a mourner with crepe down to his heels. As the clock struck 6, there sat a gambler, throwing dice for the highest cast of all, and they fell with the 6s up. Then came the 7 days of the week, or they might be the 7 deadly sins. People could not be sure which they were, for they were not easy to distinguish. Next came a choir of monks to sing the 8 o'clock evensong. At the stroke of 9, the 9 muses appeared. One was an astronomer. One kept the books of history.